Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We also got some news yesterday that, and I think everybody saw this coming, Stephen Kwan went on the IL after being called day-to-day for, I believe it was 3 years? No, it was a week of being called day-to-day.
Right.
And obviously got scratched from the lineup. I believe it was last Friday. And it's funny, I did listen back to the sound from the post-game show yesterday, the post-game press conference from Stephen Vogt. He was asked one question about this, and I couldn't believe it. I'm not trying to call anybody out, but I cannot believe that, because it's not just there's one question asked about it, and he spent more time talking about Carlos Carrasco being DFA'd than he did Stephen Kwan's injury. It was also that I haven't heard anybody other than me talk about it. Like, I'm sorry, did the best hitter on the Cleveland Guardians just go to the IL? And you can say, well, he's going to be back before the playoffs. We're trusting an organization that has called everything from a shin splint to like a broken face to calling him day to day.
Yeah, for the most part, that's how they've handled injuries. It's not been good. There's not a lot of reason to have trust in that organization, the way they handle injuries.
Didn't you call out the Brantley thing in the pre-show?
Yeah. I mean, remember that? He was like day-to-day, and then he had to have surgery and was done for the year.
But I mean, even...
And I feel like that's happened several times.
So there's the Guardians' handling of the injury. Then there's the lack of questions asked. Like, simple questions. Like, are you say he's day-to-day? Do you expect him to be back by the playoffs? Even if... I think we've started to do this thing in media where if we might know something off-air, we don't realize the importance of answering it or asking the question on air because, well, I already know, so who cares?
Right, right.
I think this should be the biggest damn story in Cleveland. And we didn't lead with it today because we had the Deshaun stuff. Deshaun literally spoke 5 minutes before our show. But, like, Stephen Kwan being injured is the more than anything, the single biggest variable in whether the Guardians can win a World Series or whether they're going to be one and done in the playoffs.
Right, and I do wonder how much this injury won, if we are to believe that it's a day-to-day thing and he'll be back closer to, you know, the 10 days that he has to miss instead of being out for the rest of the season on that injured list. That obviously makes you feel better about them being in the playoffs or succeeding in the playoffs. They will be in the playoffs. But I also wonder how long this has been going on. How long has he been dealing with this? Is this a reason why Stephen Kwan, since the All-Star break, has essentially been a shell of himself?
I mean,
those are the things that I want to find out.
There's no way, and the team's not going to confirm or deny this, there's no way you can convince anyone that this hasn't been the thing that's held him back for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. You can't.
I mean, I hope it is.
And what's wild about it is, why did you wait till now? I do understand the idea of maybe Stephen didn't want to go there. Maybe didn't want to go on the IL. Maybe want to try and dog through it. Okay, maybe when the team was dog bleep in August and he was part of the reason they weren't good, that probably would have been a good time. If it's a quick fix, which again, the Guardians are going to keep telling us day to day, even though he's on the 10-day IL, retroactive to 9/14. So the earliest he could come off is 9/24.
Yep.
Okay, even if that's true, if it was only going to be you needed 2 weeks off, why didn't this happen when he was – when? Because it wasn't just him, but Naylor went into that huge slump. Everyone went into the huge slump in August, and you needed production out of that lineup.
Yeah, they all forgot how to play baseball in August is what happened. And
Steven, to a degree, we've never seen. Like, that's the worst I've ever seen of Steven Vogt. Steven Kwan.
I mean,
ever.
Worse of him, too.
Honestly, yes. If you put Steven Vogt's major league worse,
as a manager,
Kwan, he's worse. As a major leaguer. Remember, Steven Vogt was a bit of a journeyman. His worse was still better than what Steven Kwan gave you for the last 7 weeks. I think the whole thing is mystifying. I think the whole thing is, what the hell are we doing here with the most important player?
I wouldn't call him the most important player. Like, the most important player is still Jose Ramirez. I think that's going a little bit too far. They're going to go not as far as Jose Ramirez can take them, but they need Jose Ramirez to be playing well more than they need anyone else on this roster to be playing well to have playoff success.
I think the reason I would say Steven is more important is if the table isn't set for Jose, you're only gonna get one run at a time when you hit a home run. And that has been a problem in previous years. Now, the problem has usually been the two-hole. The problem is you just have not gotten consistent production, and that is negated, or not negated entirely, but to some degree negated what Kwan and Hosey did, plus the swinging out of his shoes mentality of Josh Naylor.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, like, I will say, if you said who's easier to replace, I'll probably go with Kwan.
Oh, yeah.
But I still think, like, Kwan not being out there leading off in the playoffs, if that happens, I don't think that's going to happen. But I don't know because of how they handle this. And certainly, no help through anybody asking the right questions about this. Will he be back? Is this why he's been not very good? How long has this been going on? Important things people should know.
Yes.
But, like, I just look at this and go, you might have been able to empower Lane Thomas, because that's who's going to have to step up.
Mm-hmm. He has been good lately.
Well, he has, but if maybe you'd put Lane atop the lineup in August, maybe August is not the right case.
Yeah, I think he was pretty bad then,
too. But if you put him earlier this month when he started to heat up, like, okay, or if you had called up Angel Martinez earlier, because those are the first two guys that get the part. Honestly, in August, you could have given Andrés Giménez a chance, because Andrés, small sample size, tremendous numbers atop the lineup.
Yes, yes. He was much better than anyone else in that spot. I just don't think that he is as hard to replace. I don't think he is as vital as Jose Ramirez when it comes to playoffs. Like, that's where we're going to disagree on this conversation. Jose Ramirez is the most important person in that entire organization, and I don't think there's a close second. I don't think Steven Kwan is anywhere near him. Steven Kwan, very important. The Guardians, if they're going to win the World Series, which, make no mistake about it, should be the goal for this team, they need Steven Kwan to be playing good baseball, but they need Jose Ramirez more.
I think the problem with the or here is they need them both.
Sure.
So it's not a problem with the or, because I kind of brought it up.
Yes.
But so it's on
yes,
me.
Yes, you did.
But it's more, in either event, you're piecemealing the production with people you don't know that can be consistent, which is a wild thing to be saying in September. You know, they're going to give Will Brennan a crack at that if Will heats up even a little bit. They're going to give Lane Thomas probably a crack. Giménez, we mentioned Angel Martinez, who's actually done a really good job the last 5 days holding down that spot. Same thing can be said with Hosey. It's going to be, well, we got to get John Kensey more at bats. Anybody with a modicum of power. We got to get Manzardo more at bats. Like, that's the catch-22 here is, in either case, you're piecemealing major, major production. And I'm not here to say it won't work, but you're already piecemealing. Like, the best case scenario is you've got your top four guys setting the table doing 70% of the production, so you can count on the final five guys in the lineup to do 30%.
Right.
With Kwan out, you're bumping somebody up from the bottom of the lineup. Two, those numbers become closer to 50-50, and that's not the way this team is set up.
Right.
This team is a top-heavy team offensively.
There are very few teams that are set up to be 1-9. That's just the way baseball works. I mean, there are certainly lineups elsewhere that are better than the lineup here, but there are not many lineups that are set up 1-9 where it's going to be, you know, everyone just has an even percentage. That's not how it's going to go. But they do. I think they need more from Jose Ramirez. I think Jose Ramirez needs to be a better baseball player than he's been lately in the postseason for this team to get to where they should want to go. I think that's a very possible thing, but I need to see him be a top three player in all of baseball, which he's very capable of in the postseason.
I think what'll be really wild is how much of this is on Jose. Because, again, Jose's thing is, like, he can give you 40 home run pop. That's what we're seeing this year, 35 home runs with 10 games to go. But also, like, there are going to be times where Jose needs to shorten up and just, like, hey, I'm going to get a double. And if I'm having that conversation actually starts with Josh Naylor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Josh Naylor is the guy that you mentioned swinging out of your shoes, and that's all Josh Naylor seems to do. And he's not been, you know, he's been better lately. I think his... his slump in August was probably the worst of all of them. He was an atrocious baseball player during that month.
Just August?
I mean, if you want to go back to July too. But that was some of the worst baseball I've seen. If they get average performance out of him, I feel much better about them. I do.
So Michael on Twitter pointing out that Hammy did say yesterday, Kwan should be back on Tuesday. I'm hopeful.
I am too. Backs are tricky, though, man. Back injuries can be very tricky.
Well, and I think, listen, by Tuesday, you should have this thing locked up. So, this thing, I mean, that's what? Your magic number's at 5 now with Kansas City because they lost last night?
Or 6, but I don't think that should be the goal. I don't think that you should just be aiming to lock up the division.
No, I mean, you should still be playing for a 2 seed.
Like, no, I think you should, your goal, if you're the Guardian, should be the 1 seed. Because if you get that, then it gives you the ability to, you've got the easiest path to the World Series. You don't have to play both potentially Houston and New York or Baltimore. You only have to play one of those teams. And I think that is vital.
Well, no,
Houston or New York.
Okay. I got what you're saying.
Or New York.
I'll be honest with you.
Because they're going to win that division.
Be honest with you. I think I'd rather just avoid playing Houston in any measure.
Well, that's the 1 seed.
So,
that's the 1 seed. The 2 seed's going to, in all likelihood, have to play Houston in the ALDS.
So, but at the same point, I do think it's almost, I understand the importance of seeding. So I don't want to try and say that it's not important because you want to do everything you possibly can to get the best seeding. And because I think another great point that was made yesterday was that you get home field advantage throughout the entirety of the playoffs. That's, for this team especially, that's another nice bump. At the same point, I think anything's more important than getting Stephen Kwan to a point where he's as healthy as he can be so that when he does play in the playoffs, you're not having to worry about if he's going to hit 200 or not.
Right. You need him to be the Stephen Kwan that we saw in, you know, June when he came back from that hamstring injury that cost him a few weeks. You need him to be that guy. That is who the Guardians need when they do get to the playoffs, coming out of the leadoff spot, playing left field. They need him to be the all-around baseball player that earned an all-star appearance.
Mm-hmm.
That said, these games still do matter. Yeah. And while making sure he's right for the playoffs is very important, the games are still important too.
Yeah, but I think Kwan being the best version of himself is more important. So if it comes down to one game, which it could be, right? I mean, right now I think they are one game ahead of you.
The Yankees are a game and a half up.
Okay, so they're a game and a half up off you. I cannot remember who has the tiebreaker because I
believe the Yankees do.
Okay, so that's really 2.5 games if we're being honest. So even if it comes down to a game of, well, we know the importance of this game, we got to get it done, I'm just going to go back to the idea of every moment you can give Stephen Kwan to get that back right, that's as important as anything. Because it doesn't matter if you play the Astros or the Yankees in round two, the ALDS, if that guy is 70%.
How much does having the bye impact your thinking too, though? Because I do think it gives... Knowing that they should have a bye locked up, I think that both the Yankees and Guardians will be the two teams that have the byes. Knowing that's locked up, I think it actually gives them the ability to fight a little bit harder for that 1 seed down the stretch of the season because they're going to have some time off while Houston and Baltimore and Kansas City and probably Minnesota are all playing in the wild card round.
So it's interesting you say that because it's almost like you can't make up the time. Like once you bring him back, he's back, and that bye is going to help you, especially with him and anybody. You know, that's going to help you get a little more distance on that bullpen, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have done a good job. The rotation's come around enough that I'm not as concerned about blowing out that bullpen in October. Same time, If the question is, all right, we got to get Kwan back so we can get the one seed, but he's not 100%. Okay, then don't bring him back.
Sure.
Or in 100% is like a moving goalpost.
Right. It's not actually. No one is 100% at this point in the year.
Yeah.
And you say that in all sports at the end of the season. No one makes it through, especially a season as long with as many games as there are in baseball. No one makes it through 100%. Like, that is an abstract thing that you're chasing.
But I do think, because here's the thing, because you're also giving a guy like Angel Martinez every opportunity to prove he belongs near the top of your lineup. The advantage of resting Kwan as much as you can and making sure, and almost to the point of like epic conservatism with handling an injury, the potential upside is if Martinez can continue to hit, I think you put him in the two seed or the two spot, and I think your 1-5 for most of the playoffs is Kwan, Martinez, Hosey, Naylor, and then Lane Thomas to get a little extra kiss off that Naylor swinging for the fences. I think that, you know, everybody focuses on, you don't have two Aaron Judges. You don't have, you know, Soto and Judge. You don't have Gunnar Henderson and Rutschman. I don't care about that. Like, that's not how you're built.
No.
You're built, and if you can extend a top-heavy lineup to, instead of 1-4, to 1-5, it takes even less pressure off the back of your lineup, and that's where you can. When those guys, like, the people forget the turtling effect. When the top of your lineup turtled against better pitching against the Yankees 2 years ago, and they started trying to do what they've done too much of in the last couple weeks and months, is swing for the fences, mm-hmm. all of a sudden that had a trickle-down effect to guys who weren't naturally good hitters anyways.
Right.
That's where you have to stay out of for most of the playoffs.
So that's your concern, that that's going to happen this year?
Yeah, especially if you are rolling Kwan out there in the name of trying to get the number one seed.
But I don't think, if you're rolling Kwan out there, I don't think he's going to be, he's got a high enough baseball IQ that he's not going to try and do too much. I think he's going to be somebody, and he has obviously hit for so much more power this year than he's ever hit for before in his career. But I think he's going to know his limitations. I think he's going to stay within himself. And I think that's a really important thing to think about as you do bring him back. It's not as if you're bringing back someone like a Josh Naylor, who, as you said, swings out of his shoes all the time, and he does. You're bringing back a different type of baseball player, and I think that goes into how you handle this too.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Steven, because he is a tremendous baseball player and seems to be a tremendous dude as well. We don't get to know players like that, which I think is a detriment to the organization and the players themselves. I mean, everything I've said about Deshaun not taking advantage of getting to know Cleveland, I say the same thing about the players themselves, especially Kwan, especially Naylor, the Naylors. But I digress. I'm not going to turn into that. But everything you just said has been pushed back. He's too smart of a baseball player to do that. I've watched one too many at-bats and it's not just the last 7 weeks. It was when he was hitting really well.
Sure.
Where the amount of bad at-bats cannot simply just be put as a bad back.
No.
That's a mentality thing. And the thing is, it's late in the season for him to get that corrected beyond just, ouch, my back.
I do wonder if time off will help him mentally too. Because I think part of that, when you're going through something like this back injury that he could have been going through, and obviously we know slumps do happen in baseball to even the best of players, but I wonder how much time off will help him mentally sort of reset and refocus and get ready to go.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Go for a postseason run.
216-474-0092. When it comes to this, I did throw out the Twitter. I almost said Twitter profile because I look at the word profile. The Twitter poll earlier before today's show at Nick Wilson says, who would you rather face in the ALDS, the Orioles or the Astros? Right now, by the way, 68% of people saying the Orioles, and you and I are both in lockstep.
Yeah, not even close.
Of all the teams, right, the two teams that I actually might fear most in the playoffs are the Astros and the Tigers. The Astros because of the experience, and the Tigers because they're simply the hottest team in baseball right now.
Yeah, they've been playing really well. I'm fascinated to see how that last spot goes in the AL wild card picture. But that said, because they would play the Astros in the first round. So if the Guardians get the two seed, they're going to see either 3 or 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you could see either one of those two teams. If Detroit continues its hot play and Minnesota continues deciding that they don't want to really finish the season off and find their way into the playoffs, the Guardians could be seeing one of those two teams.
What is more important down the stretch, getting Stephen Kwan right or trying to get that number one seed in the American League? And I think Danny and I see something very, very similarly. We're going to get to that next on 92.3 The Fan. So while we're having this conversation there, Danny, I last week got into a conversation on air about a problem between me and the missus.
Oh.
That every single time I want to go to bed, I have to wake this woman up off the couch. Because, one, we've got a new super comfortable couch. And, two, this woman just falls asleep naturally. Now, that's not really a big deal.
Right.
Am I a little annoyed? A little annoyed that as an adult, I have to wake up the other adult in my house to go to bed. Yes, but she works hard. She's a tremendous mother. I love my wife. If this is the biggest issue I have, we'll be fine. It's not.
I have the same issue.
Thank you.
This happens to me at home as well, to where my fiance, Brittany, she loves nothing more. One, mm-hmm. she does want to go to bed as often as we can.
At the same time. Okay,
that's
yes.
not
it's,
always
I'm looking
possible.
In a mirror right
yes,
now.
It's not always possible, and we both understand that. But in an ideal world, that happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
She also understands that there are certain times where I will be up later watching a game. I will be up later recording a podcast. And she has to get up and go to work too in the morning. Like, she works very hard. She has to drive 35 minutes to work every day. Like, it's not the easiest thing in the world for her. But she also loves laying on the couch, watching TV, closing her eyes and falling asleep. And then I have to go wake her up and try and get her into bed. And waking up an adult is not always the easiest thing to do.
Yes, especially when you cohabitate with them, especially when you're in a relationship with them.
Yes.
And it is a catch-22 because on one hand, I think it's adorable to just have my wife like be asleep on the couch next to me, because women are beautiful and my wife is beautiful. So like there is a part of me, like I do like looking over and seeing my beautiful wife.
It's cute. Yeah. It's adorable. Absolutely. I totally get it.
But it is that rub of now I have to wake you up. And like it takes me a while to power down. Because I have a 40-minute drive home, and I'm usually already starting to think about the next show.
Right.
Right? So I don't really de-stress there. I just process stress there that I put off for 5 hours. But then when I get home, it's like, because everybody's excited to see me. Again, first world problems here. The dog's excited. He wants his 5 minutes. Each one of my girls wants their 5 minutes. Ness and I have our download of here's the 10 things you need to know. Here's the 10 things I need to know.
Right.
So all of that within itself, plus the 5-hour show, requires like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours of doing anything other than thinking about my job and thinking about the things that are stressing me out.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get to the point where my brain will just click off and I can go to sleep.
Right.
And I don't have a big window about like resting, because like now with my oldest being basically in high school, I have to wake up at a specific time if I want to get that extra time with her, which is 6 a.m.
Right.
Which when you watch football games and anything else. So it's this giant moving target. So the thing that I've started to do, just because, all right, when I'm ready to go to bed, I'm ready to go to bed. I take the dog out. The lights are off. I make sure to put away dinner. I do every one of those things so that she doesn't have to, so we can just go to bed. And the problem is, the second she wakes up, she's a new person.
Really? So, like, yes. She just catches a second wind?
And not just a second wind, but because, you know, she's slept enough, she's now distanced herself from the things we talked about. So she's ready to have a different vantage point on all those things I've spent 2 hours trying to get out of my head. And so when we go to bed at the same time, love my wife here, she instinctively goes, so what are we going to do about your mom? That's the worst. If you have
you just want to go
brain,
to bed.
Yeah, I just want to go to bed. Like, I literally, because now I've powered down.
Yes, you've processed that. That's all out of your brain right
the
now.
The second this gigantic dome hits the pillow, it should be over.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
No.
Because she's like, well, but don't fall asleep until I climb into bed because I want to give you a night kiss and I want to talk about things. And I'm like, I'm cool with a night kiss. Don't say a word.
I want to go to sleep. Yeah, I want to close my eyes.
And so the problem is then I get super grumpy because it's the same thing every night. And so then I start to like, I'm going to bed now. I'm not the nice person anymore. This is a gremlin. He's tired.
Yes.
He's probably a little hungry. All right. I'm like, yeah, don't feed me after 10 p.m. and let my fat ass go to sleep. And the problem is that we get into that where she can't do it that way. So we have a contrast of styles here. And for years, Danny, 7 years to be exact, I have threatened to just leave her asleep on the couch.
Have you ever done it? And also the other thing I need to know here,
mm-hmm.
when she takes these little naps, mm-hmm. and my fiance calls them napetizers.
That's really good.
When she takes these, how long is she asleep for? Are we talking a half hour? Is she on the couch for an hour with her eyes closed? I think the duration of her sleep matters a little bit in this conversation.
They are at least 30 minutes. She calls all of them 20-minute naps.
None of them are 20 minutes?
None of them. So it's anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Oh, no.
So she's getting
up to
25% of her nightly allotted sleep on the couch.
That's tough.
And then I've waited the last moment because the worst thing for me is if I go to bed and I'm sitting there thinking. I will stay up till 5 a.m. thinking before passing out exhausted.
You're screwed.
Yeah. So last week on Friday, so I thought it was it's Friday, it's a safe day to do this, right? Didn't have to wake up the next morning for lunch. We did actually because it was Livy's party that day. So I just decided. I didn't give her a warning. I did not. I just basically it got to be 10 o'clock. I looked over. She was. I'm gonna say it. She was snoring. So
I don't have Brittany does not snore. Don't have that issue.
Neither does my wife. Wink, 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 wink. It's just must have been something in the air. But
allergies.
So what I did was I'm the Hungarians. I know it's called the Irish goodbye.
Yes.
Hungarians. It should be the Hungarian goodbye. My brother does this. I do this. My uncles used to do this. When we're done with whatever it is, party, it could be a wedding, whatever it is. We don't tell a single soul.
Goodbye.
We just walk out the door.
Yep.
And we do it so quietly. Like an hour later, you get a text like, where are you? Oh, I went home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happier her. Now.
I didn't turn off the TV.
You left her on the couch?
I didn't turn on the turn off the TV. I didn't turn off any of the lights. I left a note saying, I didn't leave the note. I wrote a note saying, I haven't taken the dog out. That's on you. And then I was like, nah, it was too obvious. So I go to bed.
So did you take the dog out?
I did not.
Oh, wow.
No, this was a spiteful move.
Wow.
I did not power down anything in that house.
Wow, there's a lot of petty here.
I'm Tom Petty. That's how petty I was. And I would not back down, just like Mr. Petty
himself.
So
you let it all out in one night.
One night.
Wow.
And here's the thing. It's the greatest night of sleep I ever had in my life. It was so peaceful. My head hit the pillow. I don't even remember, I remember my shoulders hitting the mattress, but I don't remember the rest of my body. I was like on a cloud. I could have been dead. This could be a fever dream. I could be in heaven right now because it was.
I'm glad to know I'm in your heaven.
Glorious. That's a weird heaven. I'm still doing the job I did on earth. That is, okay, maybe that's hell.
You must like
now
it.
Now that I just realized it, maybe I'm in hell. But, so with that being said, the next day, wake up, kind of do the one eye. All right, are we good? All right, no big deal. Got up, went about our day. Didn't hear about it
until the next night.
Entire day. We were good. And then Livy's got her party. That was a rousing success. My sister and my brother-in-law, their two girls, came over afterwards. They made dinner for everybody. We were fat and happy and just enjoying the night. And we're watching, probably for the 1 billionth time, How I Met Your Mother.
Great show.
A great show.
Great show.
Last two seasons got a lot of problems. I can fix that show. You let me rewrite those last two, and where everybody's going to go home happy.
We can have this conversation another time, but I'm here for that conversation.
And Vanessa just casually goes, what happened last night? And here's the thing. I never let my guard down because that's how they get you.
Yeah.
All right? It's an innocuous, seemingly innocuous question. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I woke up and you were in bed. And I was like, I did the thing. This is the big Rich Hayworth, my buddy Jeremy's dad, uses this line. And this man has been happily married for 40 years. They've got three beautiful sons, grandkids galore. They live a great life. Both are, one's retired, one's about to be retired. They're a beautiful, wonderful couple. Great, really the couple you should aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I heard Big Rich say it, and Jeremy and I have quoted to each other forever. I do not recall. No, but what happened? Did you go to bed and, did you know, did you realize what you were doing? I did not recall.
And how was that received?
She just kept asking a new question. Well, but I noticed that all the lights were on and the dog was kind of at the door like he had to go out. I do not recall. And I went full congressional testimony for seven questions. And after 7 years of fearing reprisals, cup checks, any of the things that she could have done if she was really pissed at me,
mm-hmm.
Seeing divorce lawyers on her phone, any of those things, I think I just exhausted her. I think I said...
You broke her down.
I think I willed her down by saying, I do not recall, seven times in a row. And you know the best thing is? I did the same damn thing that night as well. You know what she didn't do? She didn't do on Monday night?
Fall asleep
on that damn couch. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I went in to go to the bathroom because I was going to do it three straight nights. We're going tic-tac-toe on this mother. And I walk out of the bathroom and I look because I can see where she's sitting. And she had been asleep. And I see her on her phone. And I walk out, oh, hon, you want to go to bed? And yeah. So I'm not trying to say that I won.
It
sounds like I won.
It sounds like you won. Congratulations. I'm very happy for you.
It's a big moment.
It's a momentous occasion.
And I'll probably be divorced by Tuesday. Danny.
You got almost a week still.
Danny, that's right. I got six good days left.
Yeah.
Six nights to pull off the same line. Danny, where can people find you, buddy?
Real D Cunningham on Twitter. Just everything I put out goes there.
So you will be back.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 2 to 4.
And then next Wednesday, 2 to 4.
Yep.
So we appreciate you, buddy.
Absolutely. Anytime, man.
Danny Cunningham giving us a good few minutes of his time. We got Ross Tucker to give us a few as well next on 92.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.